1,000 people. Just go help us build the Tamigdash. Out of nowhere. Then he changed his mind, Nebuch. Hopefully, you know, Trump will not change his mind. After the album, nobody should kill him.
You heard what he said? He says if they try to assassinate him, they'll obliterate Iran.
Yeah, he's been on the
board. Yeah, probably.
Chavod.
Deep permission. This is Parsha. Torah tells us that a month about after Am Yisrael came out of Egypt, all of a sudden, all of them came to Moshe, we have no food. What did they have till now? So the Gemara says they took out of Egypt leftover dough. Talking about millions of people. And Ezra ben Tobit Uzziel said they put it on the head and the son baked it. And that piece of matzah, of dough, they took out, lasted for 1 month. It's very, very strange. Not only lasted 1 month, at the same day, in the same moment, talking about millions of people, they all came to Moshe and said, listen, we got no food. He said, what did you have yesterday? They left our dough. You also. So all the millions of people finish, and it was lasted for each one. But everybody took. Not everybody had the same leftover dough. We don't know how much they had. They just put it on the head. How much can they have? So it was a miracle. And that miracle lasted 1 month, and the miracle continued. And the day after the 1 month, exactly 1 month, the Rav Beiyah, the 15th day of Iyar, came to Moshe and says, we got no food. Moshe tells Aaron, you go and you tell them, Hashem wants to speak to you. They come to us in a text. Moshe said, Hashem told me to tell you that you're right. Very strange. Why am I the right or wrong? He said, you should not complain. if you have a Muna, of course you have a Muna after what you saw. Splitting Yam Suf, after you saw everything, what do you mean? They have no Emunah. Of course they have Emunah. No. She says, they don't have. How come you scream to Hashem, but Hashem is not upset this time? He says, you know what? I'm going to bring you bread from the sky. But it's not really bread. What we call lechem bread, the Torah calls it mil bread. Parnasah is called bread also. From the sky. So I'm going from the sky. Like there's a well of Miriam. There's water coming. Hashem brought so-called little rock, the shape of a ball, and rolls around together with Am Yisrael all those 42 stops they had. The size of the ball, I don't know the size of the ball. The ball was rolling by itself. And every stop, the ball stopped, and water started to come out from the ball. Niagara Falls, coming water. And the Gemara says every person of every tribe used to come next to the bowl and with a stick and go with the stick from the bowl back to his tribe and then they had water. And the Gemara says there's so much water they had to use a canoe to cross. Somebody must speak to somebody else. So how are you going to go? It says everything was river. Amsterdam. The whole thing is river. So, okay, now you need food. Okay, Hashem will do the same thing with food. Hashem can do something, something will produce food. Same idea. Hashem does not have any limitation. You want food, I give you food. Where is it? It's going to grow. What do you mean it's going to grow? Every day it's going to grow from the ground. It's not hard for Hashem. Happened to me, the Gemara says that maybe Mashiach will come, the ground will produce bread and even clothing. The Gemara. So, could have been in the desert also? She said, no. From Shemaim, I'm giving you from Shemaim. Okay, give me from Shemaim. And here are the descriptions and the laws of this thing. It's not just, you're getting it. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, what it is. First of all, you should know, each person has to have the exact amount every day. It doesn't matter how much you're going to collect, it's going to come down. Some people had to collect. Some people, the tzaddikim, the Gemara says, came next to the door, but still, you go outside with a shovel and you fill up the bag. It doesn't matter how much you fill. You get home, you put it on the table, it's going to be the same measurement every day. Omer, the size, 42 eggs about 5 pounds. Every day, 5 pounds. Every day the same, every person the same. Tall guy, short guy, heavy guy, skinny guy, a young guy, an older guy. How can it be such a thing? I don't understand. How do you expect a baby, 2 years or 3 years old, whatever it is, until they stop nursing, 5 years old, they can have the same amount like a person 40, 50, 60 years old? It's a very strange thing. Why? Why Hashem does it? It's a very big miracle. It's coming down. But what is the purpose? And the Torah says, listen, you go outside, you start collecting, don't fill up your bag. Doesn't matter. Whatever you collect, you come home, you put it on the table. You collected too much, it's going to shrink. You collected very little, it's going to expand. It's very, very strange. First description. Okay. Second thing. When it's going to come down, first it's going to come dew. Special dew will come on the floor. And then the man will fall on top of it. And then another dew on top of it. As the Gemara says, Shabbat, we should cover the chalot. Zecher laman. Says, what this has to do with anything? We have to remember the man because they do on the bottom, two on top. What was the person thinking in his head? Why have to cover the chalot? He says, you have to cover it. Because they're on the table. So they have something on the bottom, and your challah is like the man. Challah is not the man. Challah is just body. What do you mean to remember the man? Is it the yotzer of the man? Okay, next one. So Hashem said, listen, Moshe, go tell them that they cannot leave from one day to the next. Of course, the explanation people tell you, it means you have emuna. The Gemara said you should have emuna. Okay, so one day, 2 days, 3 days. By the way, what do you mean emuna? I believe in Hashem. It's what do you mean emuna? If I don't believe in Hashem, I wouldn't be here. Hashem did the 10 makot, it plugs in Egypt, and then split the Yam Suf. And here I have every day the well of Miriam. I have water, unlimited water. Unlimited water. Eating, drinking, I'm sorry, washing, everything. Mikveh, everything. So why I can't live from one day to the next day? And also, how much I have? Listen, by the way, I couldn't finish it. So, well, what shall I do with the rest? I live for the next day. Don't live for the next time. You live the next day, worms will come in time. And then the Torah says, Datan Baviram left from one day to the next. In the morning, it was warm in time. Worms in time. And Moshe says, huh? What did you do? What's the big deal? So I left it. So what if I left it? What do you want me to do? Throw it in the garbage? I have never left. So what's the problem with this? Man. Okay. Then comes Moshe, says, I want to tell you something else. You have to keep Shabbat. What Shabbat has to do with the man? Excuse me. What Shabbat? What Shabbat has to do with the man? He said, Friday, Moshe forgot to tell them. Hashem told Moshe, when Amisal came to Moshe, he said, hey, Friday we went outside and we collected, we put on the table, we see, 10 pounds instead of 5 pounds. Moshe said, I forgot to tell you. He said, this is, Hashem said, Shabbat won't come down. Why come down? What's the problem to come down? Well, Hashem doesn't want you to go outside, maybe. Hashem goes, that's the reason. Hashem said, Amazon. Hashem should send me the package. Anyway, some people got this package, the Gemara said, Tzadikim. So what's the problem? You can. Shabbat is not going to come. I don't see what's the problem. Why? What do you mean? Rain comes on Shabbat. Yeah, okay. So man will come on Shabbat also. Moshe said, don't come outside. I said, don't go outside. Stay at home. What's the problem to stay? I want to take a walk. No. Okay. The man came. So some people went. Dr. Mabiram, they went and spread outside some man from Friday on the street. They said, oh, it did come. And Hashem said, Hashem very upset. What did you do? What did you do? Why? You don't listen to me. So what do you want for my life? What do you want for my life? Hashem is upset. Okay. Hashem says, Moshe, okay. Now, what I would like you to do, is to take some man This is the thing put in the jar. Put in the jar, put it in the Betamigdash. And now it's a Mishkan, it's going to be a Betamigdash. But first Betamigdash was a jar with man. And the Gemara says, people came to Yirmiyahu and said, well, Parnasa, Parnasa. And he goes, oh, but Parnasa, look, a man. It's a, I don't understand what you say. This is a dead man, so I was in the desert. I didn't have a mortgage. I didn't have to buy gas. I didn't have to do anything. No furniture, nothing. I was the whole day, I was on the street. Okay, so man wasn't, I just had to buy. But I have to go to buy clothing, I have to buy things, I have to buy things, you know, I have a house. What do you mean, man? What do you mean, show me this? What do you mean, show me? And should I have a Munay Hashem? Of course I have a Munay Hashem. Point in front. So if we start from the beginning, instead of Bereshit, of course, then Hashem came to Gan Eden, Hashem told him, come, come. Hashem showed him all the trees. I said, there's one tree over here, don't touch it. It's called Etz Hadaat, don't touch it. What's the problem? Why shouldn't he eat? Why? What's the problem, tell me? Why? There's a test. Hashem could have told Abraham, don't lie down on your side. Why I cannot eat from this? Can you tell me why I cannot eat from this? What's the problem with this one? It's poison. And Zohar said, no, actually not. So Zohar says, actually, Adam Shon should have eaten from it if he would not have ate on Friday, he ate 2 hours before sunset. If he would not have eaten, he would wait 2 more hours, then he can eat. Gemara says, you ate it ahead of time. I said, what's the problem exactly? Tell me what's the problem. What's the problem to eat this? What's the problem? I don't understand. Okay, so eight. Hashem is upset. So Gemara has the machloke between Chachamim, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. The third one, I don't remember right now. Maybe you remember. What the third one is? What was the tree? What was it? One Chacham said it was wheat. One Chacham says it was grape. One Chacham said it was fig. And Rabbi Tamil said it was etrog. Also, Zohar, I think, leans to that etrog. What do you mean you have machloke? What do you mean machloke? After Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, kind heaven was there. Adam HaRishon lived 930 years. He saw Chanoch. He saw Metushelech. Chanoch saw Noach. Noach, I mean, Shem and Noach saw Abraham Avinu. What do you mean you don't know what it was? The whole Tanakh is Ruach HaKodesh. You read the Tanakh. What Eliyahu HaNavi spoke to Elisha. All the secrets, Chachamim, never knew it. But everything in Ruach HaKodesh. Chachamim know everything. You don't know what was it? Well, that's what you think. Adam HaRishon did not tell anybody. How come you didn't get it? I ate from the tree. He said, what was it? Well, what Chacham said it was made. What do you mean what Chacham? Impossible. Just impossible. Adam HaRishon did not tell it. Impossible. But even if he didn't tell it, Chachamim should have figured out by themselves. There's no kind of machloket about this. Okay. Continue. The Torah tells a story. And one day, the night of Pesach, Yitzchak called Esav. He wants to give him a bracha. I told him, I want you to go and catch a deer for me. Go catch something. Then he said, I will give you a bracha. Why do you have to give him a bracha? Because he eats what? He's barbecue? Because of that, you can give him a bracha? What's the bracha? He said, you know, just give, tell him to give me it. I want to give him tuna fish, a salad. But he's to go hunting now. I don't understand you. For what? Tell him a bracha. The Torah tells you that Rivka called Yaakov and she heard, she said, I heard that the father sent Esav to get something, usually he gives him a deer. So let me tell you something. You go to the backyard and you get me 2 goats, and I'll prepare for your father. It's the same taste as the deer. But it's a strange thing. Strange thing to think about Yitzchak, that he knows tastes. It's very hard. Mar says Yitzchak 123 years old, he's blind. He's going to catch it. By the way, he's not going to catch it. Put a lot of ketchup. A lot of garlic, a lot of salt, if he doesn't have high blood pressure, and give his onion powder, and oregano, and all these spices, he won't know what it is. eat spices. He says, no, he says, no. The goat and the deer have the same taste. Go do it. The Torah says, yeah, Yaakov did it, and this. He brought it to Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, yeah, I ate it. He gave me bracha. Where is Trinity? So the Ari says like this. Somebody asked the Ari, why if somebody doesn't eat, he dies? He should faint. But the neshama goes out. He comes, he died. What did he die? How come the neshama left? The Ari says the neshama eats the tastes of the things. That's the food, that's the energy. It's a spiritual energy. The taste is a spiritual energy. Now if you don't eat, the neshama doesn't get an energy. It doesn't get energy, it's no fuel. So the neshama leaves, that's all it says. Continues the Ari. The question is, why did Hashem make so many tastes? Why? Why have so many fruits? And why so many tastes? For what? What's the problem? What's the purpose of it? And the Ram said a person maybe should have eaten only straw. But they have a taste. But Hashem made it. And the way the Gemara says a person is gonna be asked in Gan Eden, Did you eat all the things that I made for you? No, imagine. Why do I have to eat it? I don't need it. Why did Hashem make it? Hashem brought Adam HaShem to Gan Eden to see all the trees. And see, eat from all the trees. He doesn't want to eat anything. You eat. It's a chol tochel. Sounds like a command. That Hashem brought Adam HaShem, you must eat from the trees. He said, but don't eat from the tree. I said, what's the problem with this one? Why come you eat from it? So the list is like this. A person has 248 limbs, a man. Ladies have 250. Ladies have two limbs over, more than a man. But a man has 248 limbs and 365 veins, altogether 630. The list says, Rav Chaim Vital says it in his book, that the body of the person is the suit for his neshama. And neshama of the person has 613 pieces. And every piece of the neshama relay and comply to one of the things, either a limb or a vein. And the taste that the person has supplies energy to his limbs and to his veins. That's why Hashem created all those tastes, because the neshama, so-called, eats the taste. And Hashem told Adam HaShem, listen, come to Gan Eden, you must eat. I don't want to eat. By the way, the Gemara says somebody does ta'anit, just he wants to do ta'anit. The Gemara says, nikra chote. You're a sinner. I'm not a sinner, but you're a sinner. Ta'anit, what are you talking about? No, you're a sinner. You know why? Because you are torturing the neshama. Neshama is a piece of Hashem. And you're not giving food to your neshama. You don't eat. The Gemara says, Yishebet ani nikra chote. You're a sinner. You have to know what to do. But it's not just, I don't eat today. And today is a sin. It's a sin. No, I'm in a diet. It's not so simple. If you're on a diet for a special reason, yeah. But if it's no reason for that, you make a sin. Because your neshama wants food. And the food of the neshama is the taste. And that's exactly what happened on creation. Hashem told Hashem, listen, see this. But you don't eat. What you eat, Ari says, this is an obligation. So you eat the taste. You don't want to eat the food. There's a level that the person should reach in his lifetime. I'm hungry. Okay, you know what it means, the hungry? I'll tell you what it means. It means your body needs energy. But not the physical body, the neshama that the physical body covers, she needs. So when you ate, you don't eat. You didn't eat because you want the body to be strong. You want the neshama, the 613 pieces of neshama that's inside you, your body, 248 limbs and 365 veins. That's why I'm going to eat. That's what Rabbi Yochai said to Rabbi Elazar in the Zohar. Rabbi Lazar asks his father, Shimon, says, how come the people that sit down and they learn, they're not as strong? Shimon Bar Yochai said, you don't understand? They don't want to be strong. They don't eat for physical strength. They eat, so-called, for physical strength to the spiritual part of the body. They don't care about the body. Who cares about the body? I don't care about my body. I care about the neshama that have my body. And neshama needs to get supplied. And the food that I don't eat for me. So the food is, all the food is a vitamin. It's a vitamin for the neshama. That's the purpose of our life. Here's the Gemara, and Zohar is very, very, very strong about it. The person sits down to eat, you should have this in mind. Then, the Rambam said, all the food is not good for you because you think, well, while you're eating for the body, that I should have strength. No, no. You want the neshama to be strong. Eventually, the body is getting from it, and the body keeps the neshama inside because without the body, the neshama doesn't stay. By the way, the Aril says, you know, a coin has a blemish, cannot walk in a Tamikdash. And every day they used to put all the Kohanim MRI. Every morning was a Bedin, the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Kohanim used to come in the morning before you go on the job. You don't go on the job. Before you go on the job, they have to screen you. The whole body. If you have something extra that grows on you, you have pus or something, and then you can't walk. Every day. I said, what's the problem? You cut yourself something, you know, missing a limb or something. He said, well, what's the problem? Hashem said, you cannot walk. He's going, you have a mum, you have a blemish, you can't walk. What's the problem? And the mission is so strict, the mission of the Gemara says, that after the screening, so the coin that was, it came out clear from the MRI, he used to sing and say, thank God, thank God. And whoever didn't pass so-called the test, the MRI, used to wear black clothing and say, sorry, I cannot serve today, I cannot serve. What's your problem? Well, I cut my finger, I'm missing a tip of my finger, something is missing, you know, I got something here, something gone. Because that's what it means, because the body of a person is a cover for the neshama. And the neshama has 613 pieces, and if something is missing or something extra that covers the neshama, it means something is wrong with the spiritual body, and then you cannot walk for Hashem. This is, you know, this is the secret of our life. And as Hashem said, okay, after Adam Rishon ate, Hashem told him, Hashem cursed him. Excuse me. Bezat apecha tocha lechem. And that doesn't mean bread. It means you're going to sweat for food. Here comes the Torah and tells you on the land of Pesach, Yitzchak calls Esav, says, I want to give a bracha, go get me the deer. He says, you know why? Yitzchak is blind. Yitzchak knows the truth. I want my neshama to give you a bracha. The body doesn't give a bracha to person. Neshama says, I want you to supply some energy to my neshama. So the Gemara says, Yitzchak says in the Torah, Tzvarecha nafshi. Yitzchak doesn't say, I bless you. He says, my soul is going to bless you. How? I'm going to supply energy to my soul. I says, because when you eat the meat of a deer, that supplies certain so-called vitamins to my spiritual body, and that I give a bracha. And that's what Rivka tells Yaakov, listen, the same energy you get from a goat, but it has to be the same taste. Because if it's not the same taste, it's going to give so-called vitamins to some another limb or another vein. It won't be the same, it has to be the same. So, but in the meantime, it all tells you the famine, this, you know, the drought, famine, drought. What does this mean exactly? What does it mean exactly? It means it's a curse of Adam HaRishon. Yeah. If we come out of Egypt, the goal is to be elevated. But we're not on the level exactly. Hashem cursed. How can you undo the curse? Hashem is... Yes, he said, okay, now what? Korban Pesach. You want to do matzah? Okay, fine, fine. You say the punchline of the Leila Seder is really a few common. Hashem said, go have a piece of meat. Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, when are you going to have it? The Gemara says, you have it at the end of the meal, really. But Salacha. We had Korban Chagiga first with other meat. You can't have it first. You can't have it first. Pesach Nechal al Sova. It says, after you finish the whole meal, Afikoman. I said, what? Says the Gemara says, the taste of the last thing should stay in your mouth. What does it mean exactly? Am I allowed to have water? Yeah. How about 2 cups of wine? Yeah. So what do you mean? What do you mean? That's the last thing. What do you mean the last thing? But the taste, I don't taste in my mouth. No, no. It's not a taste of the mouth. It's what you ate less. What you ate. Not drink, ate, remember? The curse of Adam HaRishon was the food, not drink. Drink, you got Niagara Falls, as much water as you want. But food, no. This was a curse. You ate. You ate something you're not supposed to eat. Okay, the last food that you eat on the Leila Seder should be Korban Pesach. You know why? Because I want the taste of the food to stay in your mouth. Taste. What do you mean a taste? Because this is to remind you. You know when you went down to Egypt? Because Adam HaRishon did not behave, came out of Gan Eden, the whole story of Shavavim, what we call it. And now, I want to tell you something. Pesach is something else. Pesach is the only time that Hashem wants us to eat. There's no other mitzvah to eat. Nothing. Never in the Torah. Unless somebody brings a sacrifice, as we said, blessed to keep you, remember. But not to say that Hashem wants you to have matzah and meat and maror. Harim came with the wine also. But the wine is not important because it's a drink. But to undo, so called, or may say to jump over the decree that we should sweat for food, hey, I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to teach you something now. You do this, you have no problem with parnasa. No problem with food. You just want to eat the energy. You don't want it. I don't want it. Then you're never going to have a drought. You're never going to have a famine. Nothing. Because you're not looking for food. You're looking for special energy for the spiritual body that you have. And that's a secret. We came out of Egypt, we took the leftover dough. Leftover dough became matzah. Listen. I just want to show you something. All of you, I'm going to make the same thing. You take, doesn't matter the amount of dough, you put it on your head, it's going to get baked by the sun. Now for the next 30 days, you eat it. What you have? Well, in my mouth, I have everything. Any taste I want, I have it. Okay. 30 days later, Torah says, it's over. Okay. They came to Hashem. Then Moshe says, I'm sorry, we have no food. Hashem says, oh, good. I'm not upset at them. I'll give them the same idea. What did you have until now? We had leftover dough. Miraculously, was enough for 1 month. Why? Because you didn't think of food. Because you just thought about energy. Let me tell you something. I'm going to overcome the decree that I said that I cursed Adam HaRishon going to sweat for food. But the food came from earth, right? I'm going to give it from Shamayim. It's going to be energy, energized food, energy food. You can eat it. Any taste that you want, you're going to have. Why? Why have no taste? Because you have to supply to all 613 pieces, excuse me, of your body, but energy. And each limb and each vein should get really a special taste. Because we have 613 pieces in our body and 613 mitzvot. So every mitzvah is complied to one limb. And any taste complied to one limb. So I'm not going to grow something from the floor. Because if I grow something from the floor before my Mashiach will come, it's going to have a curse. Because Hashem curse. Because it's going to come out thorns. I'm going to give it from Shamayim, special delivery from Shamayim. FedEx from Shamayim is going to be mine. Let me tell you how it comes. First of all, I tell you, it's going to come first. First, it's going to come do. And then the man in the to do. He says as well, what do? What do you do? Says, that's the do that Hashem is going to revive the dead people. When you get up, people will behave like a spirit, like angels, like spiritual thing. Zohar says you're going to eat. You're going to eat in Olam Haba, Zohar says. But when you eat, you're going to have only one head, one thing in your mind. I eat to supply energy to my spiritual life. Zohar says you can have your body. You get up from the ground, the little one, so he's not alive. He's going to have a body. He's going to have clothing. He's going to sit down. He's going to eat. But he's not eating because he wants to eat. Because he wants to supply what Adam HaRishon should have had done in Gan Eden. So, Hashem said, I want to explain to you something. He said, listen, come Shabbat. He said, Kabbal Lechala. I said, why is this? Remind you about the man. Because Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba, the Gemara says. Shabbat is 1/60 of Olam Haba. Zohar Rav Shlomo Yochai is so strict that you must have three meals because it's Olam Haba. Says Zohar. Rambam doesn't think like this. But Zohar says, Olam Haba. So what is this? I tell you what it is. The taste of the food of Shabbat is different because it's Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, the Caesar of Rome, Antoninus, ate by Rabbi Nasi. He converted. And he gave him food on Shabbat, made it. Then he came Sunday or Monday, I don't remember. He gave him the same food. He told him, it doesn't taste the same. And he says, do you make it the same? We make it the same. So I ask him, how come? He said, listen, on Shabbat we have a special spice. It's called Shabbat inside the food. If you taste the same taste that you eat on Shabbat, the same food during the week, something is wrong with you. The food on Shabbat has to taste different, as the Gemara says. Because Shabbat is a spiritual time. It's Me'en Olam Haba. Here comes, Hashem says, I want to tell you something. Don't leave one day to the next. He said, why shouldn't live? Because it doesn't taste the same. Doesn't matter if you put it in the refrigerator. Doesn't matter. That's why people put it in the freezer. They taste and when it's fresh. When it's not fresh, I remember when I was a kid, and later on also, used to take the chickens, slaughter it, and cook it. The same day, perfect. Next day, doesn't taste the same. Doesn't taste the same. If you cut a tomato, you eat it today, taste. If you have a good tongue and you have good taste, tomorrow doesn't taste the same. I said, well, Hashem, listen, I'm going to give you man every day because the taste should be every day the same. I'm going to tell you, you don't need to collect too much. It's going to be same size, fits all. Because you're talking about spiritual thing. So it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, how heavy you are, how skinny you are, doesn't matter anything. Because the neshama doesn't grow with a person, the body grows. The same neshama that you get when you're born stay with you. So the body just grow up, but the neshama doesn't grow. So you have to supply for the neshama. Instead of the neshama, who cares how old are you? Who cares how tall you are? Who cares? Who cares? You supply the neshama. Hashem said, listen, supply the neshama is enough 5 pounds a day. You don't need more. The more is just extra. You don't need it. It doesn't matter how old you are. I'm going to give you exactly. And don't live from one day to the next. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to have worms. What's going to be worms? What are going to be worms? Maybe this is going to be worms because it's not the same taste. It's not good anymore. Throw it in the garbage. It's not good. The whole idea of the man is a spiritual thing. By the way, it's like me. Friday doesn't come down because you're going to do it on Friday. And you're going to cook on Friday for Shabbat. You're going to have the same taste that Shabbat wants, that Hashem wants you. Because it's Shabbat, it's Me'en Olam Haba, it's 1/60 of Olam Haba, it says you have spiritual food on Shabbat. As Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go, tell Aaron, go put it in the drum, put it in Beit HaMikdash. So what? To show what? not to show that once upon a time we had it. So what's the big deal? We had it that time. At that time we had no expenses. Now I have to go out. To go out. No, you don't understand. I'm talking to you about food right now. That you should have the food, Leshem Shamayim, for spiritual life, not for physical life. As Ariz says, he was born, Ariz said, I was born normal, regular person. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if he said it exactly, but he said, you know why I reached my level? Because the brachot that I said before I ate, I had a special kavana, every word slowly, and after. And he says, that why I reached my level, you know why? Because that's what it means. When you have the kavana, it means you understand the food is a supply by Hashem, but the reason is not to have food, it's to have spiritual life. And the Gemara says, spiritual life, you don't have to use the bathroom. We have a eight man in the desert, 40 years, didn't go to the bathroom. Didn't go to the bathroom. If they went outside, the Gemara says, in the boat food from the peddlers, they had to use the bathroom. I don't use the bathroom. What do you mean I don't use the bathroom? What does it mean? Because it just eat energy. It's not food. You put energy in the system. In the system. And that's the goal in life. And that's what Hashem told Adam HaRishon, listen, don't eat from that tree. So what do you mean that tree? What's that tree? What's that tree? That tree has all the tastes in the world. And you're going to have a nuclear bomb inside you. What was it? Was a tree that contains all the trees inside. It doesn't matter how it looks like. And as the Gemara says, Chachamim said, what was the taste of that one? They don't argue if it was wheat, or was grapes, or was a fig, or an etrog. There's no name for that tree. So the question is, when Adam HaRishon ate it, what did it taste? And then the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon, taste you cannot define. A person cannot say, oh, I taste it, this is chocolate. So tell me what you taste when you eat chocolate. You can describe it. The other guy that have chocolate, whatever he says, you don't know if it's the same taste. You know. You don't know, you cannot compare taste. It's a good taste for you? Okay. You like it? Good. Good. Okay. But that doesn't mean that you know exactly what the taste is. You don't know. They're same like sight. You say you see a color. This is red. And the other guy said it's red too. You don't know if this is the same shade. You don't know. You can't prove it. They both call it red. And they both is right. They're not colorblind. But nevertheless, they're color that you see, you cannot prove that you see exactly the same shade like the other guy. You don't know. You don't know the shade. You don't know what he sees. He will say, perfect, it's the right shade. You don't know what he sees if he sees what you have. You don't know if he tastes the same thing what you taste. You don't know. If you sell this, that taste of this ice cream, this chocolate, you don't know what the guy feels inside. And let's look at Gemara says, the three opinions. What was the tree that Amoshan ate? One said, I think the taste was like wheat. As I said, no, the taste was grape, and the taste is a fig. But what the tree was? Nobody knows what the tree was. Regular tree, looked something, had no name. Had no name. It contained all the taste of all the trees. The death he was supposed to eat on Shabbat. As the Gemara says, if he would eat it on Shabbat, it would have been Mashiach, and everything would be okay. He just ate it before the time. You got a nuclear thing, and that's why he got the Yetzer Hara inside. Because if you pump into a balloon, too much air, it busts. And Hashem told Adam HaRishon, don't eat from it. It's too much energy. If too much energy is not good for you. You should have eaten on Shabbat, because Shabbat, a person has a neshama yetera, he has a special neshama inside, he can tolerate it, he can have it, he can handle it. There's a secret, Parashat Haman. Chachamim said, listen, yesterday, people should say Parashat Haman. I said, Parnasa, doesn't help nothing. Parashat Haman means that you say it and you read it and you understand the instructions and the limitations. And what does Hashem want? You come to a level that I'm not having food because I love food. I love the taste of the food because I want to supply the taste to my spiritual body, my 613 pieces of my body. And if this big rabbi said it's nothing to worry about any parnasa, any food you can have all the time. Because if you worry about spiritual thing and not physical, it's a guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the life that you're looking for. It's called Ramaba, Haman Michaelim, it's after Pekata, finish Pekata Amazon, we say, Haman Michaelim is a kind of Bilan Megdash, Bilan Mashiach, the Megdash, Chayor Ramaba. What has to do with that? I just ate. What Elom Haba? You say Olam Haba all the time. What do you want Olam Haba? Shem should give me life. Chayor, Zeh, Zaken, Kabenu, Bata Mashiach. Okay, for Mashiach. What is Mashiach to do now? He just said he had Mashiach. What Mashiach? What do you want? Yeah, because it means I ate Hashem, listen, I ate. But whatever I ate, I want to reach the level that I'm going to have it in Olam Haba. I want to have a spiritual life. So the food that I ate, I want the taste of the food that I ate should be supplied to my spiritual body, to my 613 pieces in my body. It's like it can be in Olam Haba. It means a declaration. It's called a declaration that my life is for Olam Haba, for spiritual life, and my Rabbi Noam.
Amen. Amen.